Gang, gang, gully, 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 gully. Oh, come on. You know, campfire, Paul Feasey loves a good campfire. Sing along. But anyway, you must know this one. It goes like this. Oh, you never get to heaven. Oh, goodness me, what have you been doing? Sleeping all morning? I'm going to talk to the children at the front because they're a bit more responsive. Oh, you never get to heaven in a baked bean tin. Cause baked bean tins got baked beans in. Oh, you never get to heaven in a baked bean tin. Cause baked bean tin got baked beans in. I ain't gonna grieve my Lord no more. I ain't gonna grieve my Lord. I ain't gonna grieve my Lord. I ain't gonna grieve my Lord no more. The question is this, is how do you get to heaven? If you're not going to get to heaven in a baked bean tin, which is quite logical, I wonder whether I've got another suggestion for you. I've got a suggestion for you about how to get to heaven. Are you up for it, boys and girls?
Yeah.
All right, just give me 2 minutes. I'll be back. Great, what you need to do to get to heaven is get a very large ladder. It's quite simple. I've worked it out. Is that what you need is a ladder to get to heaven. You know, Paul Feasey will probably teach you how to play Stairway to Heaven. Well, this is a budget version of Ladder to Heaven. And what you do is this, is you find a church and you put the biggest ladder that you can and you basically try and work your way up the ladder to get to heaven so that when you're up there, okay, you just knock on his door, don't you? You just knock on God's door and say, can I come in, please? Okay. So, what I want to suggest, it's not as easy as that. Does that make sense? Because that looks a bit easy, doesn't it? I've got a suggestion. And this is my suggestion. Is that what I want you to do is this. Is to think about God's 10 commandments and how they're like. They're like a ladder to get to heaven. You see, what you do is this. It is the 10 commandments. One by one, if you achieve them, you get closer to godliness, don't you? So what's number 10? Oh, you lot are not going to do very well if you can't remember. No coveting, okay? So no, not being jealous. But yeah, we're not supposed to be jealous of your next door neighbour's donkey. We're all right on that one, aren't we? Fortunately. Okay. Next one up. They're in the wrong order, which is not helpful. Here we go. Serves me right for doing it in two churches. All right, here we go. Number 9. There's no lying. Well done. And here's the duct tape that doesn't look like it's going to work. No lying. The next one up, okay? So no lying. Now, from no lying, number 8 is no stealing. Very good. There we go. I think this is going to be the way it's going to work. Number 7. Here we go. Number 7 is no committing adultery. Basically, keep your wedding promises. Keep your promises. Okay, we'll stick that on there. 6. How are we doing? 6. No murder. Okay. 6. 5. Honor your parents. We'll dwell on this one a little longer. Honor your parents. Where's my children? Honour your parents. Here you go. Number 4. Keep Sunday special. Keep the Sabbath a special day for worship to God. Number 3. Respect God and his name. Number 2. No to idols. And then number 1. Have no other gods but me. Okay, so the lesson is quite simple. God's top 10. If you do them, each and every one of them, as you do them, you'll get to heaven. Yes? You'll get closer to heaven each and every time until the health and safety officer of the church will come and take you down from the ladder and tell you you're fired. We laugh about it. But you know what, boys and girls? I think lots of people think this is true. I think lots of people think that actually, by doing the Ten Commandments, we please God and earn our way into heaven. But the truth is this, is that actually the Ten Commandments are not like that at all. Do you know what they're like? They're like the offside rule in football. No, they are, they are. Okay, so I'm a football coach. So on Saturday mornings, Rotherfield, yes. Rotherfield, we played football on Saturday morning, and this is the first year that they have the offside rule, yeah? So it's quite serious, because obviously they need to know the offside rule. So at the end of the game, they came off. They were shouting, yes, yes, we were never once offside, coach. We never went offside one single time. Do you think I would have been quite happy as a coach?
No.
No, why not? What's the aim of football?
To score goals.
To score goals. And not to get it. So the whole point is to score goals. That's what I want to know. So just the other day, I think, was it Tottenham and Chelsea? Chelsea came off the pitch at the end of the time and basically went, yes, we played really well. We never got offside once. And then the coach would have said, do you realise it was 3-0? Was it 3-0 at the end? Do you realise that we lost 3-0? So can you see that laws aren't always the aim? They help us and they give us the parameters. They give us the edge to keep us in, but they're not the goal. So the Ten Commandments are not the goal of getting to heaven. They're just to help us. Let me tell you three things. I need a bit of help here. Here we go. Someone give me a hand. Come on, come join me up front. Whoop, whoop. All right, here we go. Number one, he says, I will get my notes in a minute and we'll have a bit more direction to my talk. Number one is this, mirror. God's top 10 is like a mirror. Why is it like a mirror? Let me tell you why it's like a mirror. When you look at a mirror, oh my goodness, it's scary. Do you know why? As you look closely in a mirror, it reveals your skin. When you look at the Ten Commandments and look closely, it reveals your sin.
No, it
oh, yes, it does.
No,
no, we'll argue about that later. Zebedee. All right. So the answer is this, is that the Ten Commandments are like a mirror to show us our sin. Let me read to you. Did you get the email and the PowerPoint? Okay, there's a PowerPoint with emails and Bible passages that you can find in 2 seconds if you're able to. Then that'd be great. Let me tell you why it is like a mirror. Romans 3:20 says this. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by works of the law. Does that make sense? No one. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. The Ten Commandments are a mirror. They're not a ladder. They're a mirror to help us to see our sin. So when Jesus, in Matthew chapter 5, helps us to see, he says, you've heard it was said, thou shalt not commit murder. And we go, oh, that's all right, I've not done murder. But then he says, actually, no to murder and no to hate. At which point we go, too late. Because we realise that we've failed that one. Then we think about no to adultery. No to adultery. And then you go, oh, well, Jesus explains it's more than that. It's actually lust. And you realise, oh dear, no adultery, no lust, no chance for us to achieve that law either. You see, sin is shown to us by the boundaries, the offside rule, as it were. Does that make sense?
No.
So, the purpose of the law is for us to see we need another way. But that's basically it. Let me tell you the second thing that the law is like. Here we go. Number two. Dun, dun, dun. Who wants to help me hold up this? Here we go, muscles. Come on, then. Heidi, hold on to that. Turn around. It's like a warning sign. I know it's not quite a warning sign, but it should be triangular. But anyway, it's like a warning sign. And why does the Bible... Why is it like a warning sign, God's top ten? Well, in Exodus 20, do you remember the passage we looked at? Do you remember Exodus 20? If you look back at the end of the list, okay, you'll see. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, for God has come only to test you and put the fear of him in you or upon you so that you do not sin. It's a warning sign that there's consequences of rebellion against God. All right, let me ask you a question. How many of you have a teacher? How many of you have teachers at school? Okay, brilliant. How many of you are or were ever afraid of a teacher? My goodness, what kind of schools did you go to? There was always one teacher that you were afraid of. You're afraid of in a healthy way, not in a negative way. Not afraid because they're going to do something nasty, but afraid because you knew that they saw everything. They knew exactly you were going to get in trouble if you crossed that line. They were the kind of teachers that you were afraid of in a healthy, I respect them, and they are, it's their world, their classroom. Don't mess with them. Well, in the same way, God kind of says, look, I'm like your teacher. Don't mess with me. I'm holy. I see all. And I'll give you warnings, warning signs to say if you cross them, there will be consequences. But I love you, obviously, like a teacher loves a good student, like a student and a good teacher. So that's the picture. The second picture is this. So that you do not sin. It's a warning. That's the second thing. The third thing is this. What every vicar needs. Your own personal Jesus. Last Christmas is Christmas present. But what? It's a model of Jesus, okay? I know we don't really do models of Jesus. But let me give you the third thing that the law does. It points to Jesus. And it shows us that in Jesus, all the law is fulfilled. Because he can live up to the top 10 commandments and so much more. Because even his heart's pure. So the model of Jesus, come and give me a hand. It points to Jesus and it shows us our model of how we are to live. It's what we're to look to. Do you know in Exodus 19, you'd have heard it last week preached, God said to his people, you are my treasured possession. He said, you're my treasured possession. Not because you've earned it, not because you've done anything for it, but because I've already saved you. And if you obey me and live in according to the law, I'm just going to delight in you. Let me take you. How many of you got parents? Put your hands up. How many of you got parents? Okay, how many of you are asked to tidy your room? How many of you have been asked to do the washing up? How many of you have been asked to clean the car? Yeah, Josiah? But actually, let me tell you, when you clean the car, when you do the washing up, do your parents say, if you don't do the cleaning, you're not going to be my child? If you don't do the washing up, you're not my child. Does anybody say that? No, of course they don't. So actually, doing those things don't make you a child. But because you are someone's child and they love you, you want to do them. Does that make sense? It's the other way round. So because your mum and dad love you so, and they say, can you help out, tidy your room? You go, I love you, mum and dad. Of course, I'll help you tidy your room. And that's the same. Should we practice that? Yes. Should we dwell any more on that? No, we probably don't need to. But that's the point. The point is, the third thing is that the model of how we should live, because we are children of God. That is the picture. And so actually, it's great news that actually the Ten Commandments are like a mirror showing us of our sin. They're like a warning sign showing us the consequences of our sin, and we have a holy God who sees all. And it's like pointing to Jesus. He is the perfect one who fulfills the law. We have to trust in him, but actually look to him as an example of how we should live. And it changes everything, he says, looking for his guitar, which is over here. So it means that we don't need to look to baked beans to get to heaven. Sing with me. I think the words might come up on the screen if I'm that organised. Here we go. Oh, no, not the baked beans. We've been there and done that. Oh, you never get to heaven by keeping God's law. Cause keeping God's law, what Jesus was for. Oh, you never get to heaven by keeping God's law, cause keeping God's law is what Jesus was for. I ain't gonna grieve my Lord no more. I ain't gonna grieve my Lord. I ain't gonna grieve my Lord. I ain't gonna grieve my Lord no more. Now you'll get to heaven, cause he took your place. Now live for him. That's amazing grace. And that is why we have the top 10 commandments by God. So let's put our hands together, our eyes closed, and let's pray for God's help to please him, and to remember that we don't do that to become a child of God, but actually we thank him that Jesus has done all that we need, that we may be saved. Hands together, eyes closed, and we'll do our special amen at the end. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the law. We thank you for the law because it is like a mirror showing our sin. We thank you for the law because it is like a warning sign showing us that there are consequences of our rebellion. Thank you for the law, for it shows us Jesus in all his perfection and reminds us of how we can live to please you. So help us to use it the right way. We ask for your help to do this, enabled by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. I agree, amen. Thank you very much.